Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
If just thinking about your bills makes you feel confused and disorientated, like your head is full of raspberry jelly, then you need Monzo. Download your new favourite bank and pay bills from custom pots. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
Come on, if Chewbacca knew English, he would just speak it. Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm Matt King.
And I'm Mike Sheffer.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode. You know what? I want to apologize, but I'm not going to apologize.
What?
We were supposed to have a guest today.
Oh,
we
yeah.
really wanted to have a guest, but guess what? It's the beginning of summer,
yep.
Like this weekend, and everybody is out of town. We had multiple people that we wanted to have on this weekend, and we were counting on some, but they bailed. You know, I want to be angry.
We're going to call them out right here, right now. You know who you are.
Oh, I want to see if they can read my lips. See if you can read my lips for the people listening. Don't worry. This is not
They'll be on. They'll be on.
So it's just Mike and I.
Yeah, which is fine.
I hope you guys like that. Guys, I've been wanting to tell this story on Unfiltered, but we haven't gotten to it. You know our area that's like the workout gym that Zane built and doesn't really use it. Zane goes and works out at Scott's all the time.
A gazebo?
Yeah, it's like a gazebo. It's a pergola, if you will.
Those are two great words. Gazebo and Zamboni are two of my favorite words.
Those are two separate things,
though. I know, but
though.
They almost sound like they're the same thing. Like, I usually get them mixed up in my head. I almost said, oh, the Zamboni out there.
The Zamboni machine?
You know what a Zamboni
Shout
is?
Shout out to the Zamboni guy who invented Zamboni machines. He was like, what are we going to call this? Like, you could have just said, oh, like an ice
It's an
reviver.
Ice finisher, yeah.
Yeah, it's an ice rinky-dinky.
Is that
he goes, Zamboni. I go, what's your name? Zamboni. Remember the name. He gets cred every week.
Is that his last name, you think, or that's just the name of the product? Is it like Fred Zamboni?
It's
who
the
made
Zamboni
it?
Family. It has to be.
Or is he just like, ooh, what's this called? And his like 301 was like, Zamboni. And they just, oh, what was that?
Or it sounds like it's out of like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
And like we look back at an old Dr. Seuss book and
a
there's
Zamboni.
Probably like Zamboni.
Okay, but that's a gazebo, not a Zamboni. But don't they sound like they would be related? Like a gazebo,
Gibo,
Zamboni.
Zamboni. Well, they just sound like Italian.
But also like a little bit like Dr. Seuss.
Oh, and Stromboli.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway,
anyways,
this thing out there.
Over in the Zamboni pergola that we have in the backyard.
Can I put a picture of whatever you're about to say up?
Sure.
Okay.
Just go out and take a picture after.
Okay.
There are those foam mats, the ones that kind of look like puzzle pieces that you put down on the ground.
Or you'll put it in like a home gym too, or like a kids play area in the house that like
so
link
I go,
together.
I go out there and like a handful of them are torn to pieces. Like torn. Like you would think one of us went out there and just had a meltdown and ripped it all up. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Who could be tearing this up? And then I got to thinking, it's the coyotes. It's the coyotes in this neighborhood. Come to the backyard and chew up Zane's.
Have you confirmed this with the...
It has to... Well, one time I've been in this house and I saw a coyote go through the backyard area right there by the sofa.
Do you have the security camera footage to see? Or it doesn't look
I
at that part of the
I don't think you can
house.
See that part of the gazebo.
Mm.
But damn, this kind of happened weeks ago, or I don't know if you'd be able to figure out.
It's a little scary. I've never seen a coyote yet since I've lived here.
Like, Are you
I've never
serious?
Seen them
I
with
see
my
them
eyes.
In this neighborhood all the time.
What?
They look like little dogs, but don't pet them.
Do they kill, like, hurt people, too? Or they just go after all the animals?
I bet they'll run away from you, but if one's rabid, it could, like, be pretty aggressive.
I actually looked into this about rabies. Apparently, rabies is, like, extremely rare in the U.S. I think there was, like... maybe less than 100 cases in the last like 7 years. They did a really good job in the 90s of like spreading.
Humans getting rabies.
No, just, yeah, well, yeah, humans getting rabies, but they did. I'm not sure how they really did it. I think there might have been a lot of like euthanization of like stray cats and stuff, but the rabies, like whatever part of the government that went out and tried to like stop rabies in the 90s did such a good job that there's like 12 rabies cases reported in the US last year. But the problem is with rabies, it is 100% death rate. Like it's the deadliest disease a human being can get. If you get rabies and do not treat it, 100% you will die. So that's why they're so serious about it, because it's just like
soon do you have? What's the time frame of getting it treated?
I think it's like within like a couple weeks. So you have some time. It's not like an immediate like snake bite, but you have to get like the rabies anti-venom shots. So like the other day or the other, not the other day, because it's be too short. Like a month ago or two, there was like a cat in my backyard. I think it was on the phone with you maybe. And like a little, not a stray cat. I'm assuming it was a house cat, just like came in and he was just like chilling in my yard when I was on the phone with someone, and I started petting him and he was very relaxed. He had like a little collar, and then he was like on his stomach and I was scratching his stomach, and then he like went to like play with me and I got a tiny, tiny, tiny little scratch, and I like freaked out and I was like, should I go to the doctor? No. So I looked it up and it turns out there's like 12 rabies cases a year and most of them are on the East Coast. So I kind of just rolled the dice. Hopefully I'm not going to die of rabies anytime soon. I think it could be up to like 6 months, but I didn't go to a doctor. I didn't get the rabies shots.
You got
to
be careful when you're petting those cat bellies.
Why?
That's why he like nipped at you. Because like, though it looks like, they're not like dogs, where dogs are like, scratch my belly, and you can just like scratch anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
Cats are like opening up their belly to you because they trust you.
They don't want to be like.
You can like scratch lightly, but only in certain areas. If you just like
give it
a full pet, they're going to bite you. So it's just mostly like just still stay at the neck and under the chin.
Yeah, you know the cat, the ways of the cat. I don't.
I've been having cat dreams lately.
Did Carly's cat give you that? By the way, you got a lot of comments about that toxoplasmosis thing. That
toxoplasma?
Well, apparently you got it all wrong, and everyone was like, "You got to do this research. This is not what it is." It's like I think you got two different things confused, and we got to do some research on that.
Guys, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. I got toxoplasma confused.
Yeah, that's like something completely different. And the cat, I think, and there's also like cat scratch fever, which is like a thing. And there's also like a different bacteria. Like maybe these comments are also wrong, but there is a little bit of conflict.
Folks, I'm sorry, I am no medical expert. If I say anything on this podcast, because I know people like to think, oh, Matt's Mr. Know-It-All. I'm not. I'm full of shit. But I just like to regurgitate things that I've learned. They may or may not be true. But I try not to believe fake news.
Yeah, no.
I'm good about that.
You're good about getting stuff from the source. I think if you find something in the library, I think that's probably good.
I found it in the library.
Libraries are sick.
I love the word library.
Do you know that? This is something I found out
libraries
recently
are sick.
You can, if you sign up for a library card, you can basically get any audiobook, any ebook, any movie, any song. Like you can, in the same way you can rent books, you can do it all digitally too. So if you get a library card, you can just download like this app, and you, instead of like needing to buy audiobooks, you can just get it for free at the library.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know digitally you can do that now.
Yeah.
I loved going to the library when I was in college to get free movies.
Yeah,
like I would go get DVDs all the time.
They still have it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think they even have like the library has a streaming service, and they have every movie. So like you don't need to like get on Netflix or like some sketchy weird website. Like the library has all of it, and it's, you're borrowing it.
What?
Library.
Oh.
What do you think I said, library?
It kind of sounded like you said
I'm not
library.
Saying library. It's library, library.
Go into the library. Take a book, check it in, check it out.
What's that?
I don't know. Some song I was taught when I was a kid.
Oh, is that a real one?
They sang it to us at the library.
At the what?
The library.
I used to love going to, like, that's my favorite thing to do before summer starts when I was growing up. Like, after, the day after school ended, like 8th, 9th, 10th grade, the day after school ended, you get, like, your first weekday off. I would go to the library on my first school day off and just spend like 2 hours at the library looking at every book that I'd want to read, and like just pulling out reading snippets and being like, okay, what are the 4 or 5 books I want to like read this summer?
Right.
And then that would be like my summer, like the start of my summer is pulling out books from the library to read by the pool.
Do you remember that episode of Arthur where they get locked in the library at night?
No. Is it a good story?
Oh, it was just, that was my dream, was to spend the night in a library. Oh,
and so you could just read and like use and just, a flashlight.
Yeah,
and
there's like all different things, just the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always love a good book drop off too. Like the little slot. The books?
Yeah.
I'm always like, where's it going? I want to go back in the room and like see the slot. It's
it always
just
made
like
a good sound too.
I love areas where you have to return things.
Yeah.
It's just there's some kind of like secrecy about it where, yes, I want to know what's going on the other side.
And it makes a cool sound too when you push the book, it goes like
yeah.
Also the I don't know if they do this anymore, but you would like drive to the bank with your mom, she'd roll down the window, and then you put the little you put your check in the little container, and then you put it in the tube and it goes whoop.
And then if they noticed that you were a kid in the car, what did they send back?
They would send back like a lollipop or a candy,
little
dum-dum or something.
Yep, sucker. Yep.
Do they still do that at, I feel like they don't do that anymore.
I don't know. They usually have suckers out in the lobby of
I'm saying
banks.
The whole pneumatic tube thing. Like, do they do that still when you go to
no,
a drive-thru
bank? No, because you can now deposit checks in those ATMs and stuff.
So they don't do drive-thru banking anymore. I haven't seen one in a while.
Was that what our parents were doing? They were taking a check to deposit it into their account.
Yeah, instead of walking.
That's so weird because we can do that mobily these days.
Yeah, you just do it with your phone. But they, instead of waiting, like that was the new thing of the 90s, is like stay in your car. Don't get out and wait in line and like talk to the teller. Stay in your car, put it in the little tube, which probably cost like $800,000. And it was just like a, it's called a pneumatic tube. I still don't know how it worked. It looks cool, but like.
Air compression.
Is that what it is?
It has to be. How do you think the tube?
Yeah, I guess it is a puff of air going. Yeah, it was a cool thing, but I don't know if they do it anymore.
We should go buy one of those and turn it like an old bank and turn it into like a corn dog stand, and you can send the corn dogs through the tubes.
Remember that shirt we made? I don't like corn dogs, but I do like
corn dog. Like the band Corn.
Yeah,
people
I'll
won't even
that
get
on,
that.
I'm going to flash it on the screen. The band Corn people know.
We've never bought that shirt. I know what I'm going to get you for your birthday. Mike's birthday is coming up, and I don't know what to get him.
My birthday is this Friday, June 4th. What day is it? Yeah, this will be up before
June
my birthday.
June the 4th be with you.
It's May the 5th is your destiny, right?
Yeah, because you were born on the
4th of June. Yeah, Gemini, as they say.
Okay, so I kind of know what to get for you.
Don't get me the corn dog shirt.
That's so funny.
No, it's not. First of all, I don't think it's a shirt.
It has to exist.
It was a meme that we saw.
I'll get Mega Yacht to make it.
It was a meme that we saw, and then I took the meme and superimposed it on a shirt.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
I promise you.
No, it's already on a shirt.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I hope if Mega Yacht makes it, that would be cool. Because his stuff's popping off too.
I know. I was actually meaning to go there today, but I did not. For the folks who don't know who Mega Yacht is, it's our good friend Jacob. He makes really dope shirts. I'll just leave it at that. Makes really dope shirts, and Mike and I are big fans. This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by the first official TikTok podcast for you, hosted by my girl Brittany Broski. They discuss everything TikTok with the creators who have turned it into a global community and cultural phenomenon.
The podcast is really for you, whether you're a creator or just interested in the world of TikTok. Join them for never-before-heard stories and insight from those who create the TikToks that we all love.
The TikTok For You podcast can be previewed on TikTok Live at 5:30 p.m. Pacific
or 8:30 p.m. Central
every Wednesday. And it's hosted by the one and only Brittany Broski.
Brittany!
My favorite TikTok creator, my favorite Texan, and she is so funny, so inquisitive, so smart, so lovable, so beautiful, I wouldn't miss it at all. So guys, check it out. The For You TikTok podcast, live every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific and 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Past guests have included Frankie Jonas,
Bowman Martinez Reed,
Lauren Gray, and Youngblood.
So if you love Hoot and a Half and you want to learn more about your favorite TikTok creator, definitely check out For You with Brittany Broski.
Listen to the TikTok For You podcast anywhere where you get your podcasts.
So join them for never-before-heard stories and insights from your favorite TikTok creators and those who make the culture move forward.
Did you have like a strict high school?
My freshman year, I went to a Jewish high school, and that was extremely strict. And then I went to public high school from 10th to 12th grade. So that was like the best thing I ever did in my life.
So strict how so compared to your public high school?
The private Jewish high school in New Jersey that I went to was an hour away from my house. The school day was 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with
8 a.m. to 5. Wait, that's longer than a normal school day.
Yes.
My high school was 7:30 to 2:30.
Yeah, like you're out at 2:30, and, right. And you live probably within 5 to 10 minutes
that's
of your school.
That's longer than a 9-to-5 job.
Yep. And so it was an hour away also. So, and I would take a bus, but it was like a minivan. I would take the bus, but it was really a minivan driven by one of the parents. And because it's an hour away, you got to pick up people from all over the state. So it took like an hour to get there. And you had to have your shirt tucked in.
So it wasn't a school bus. It was a minivan?
It was a minivan. Like a 15-passenger, like, you know, a van that kids get kidnapped in. Like one of those types of vans.
Driven by a rabbi?
Like, well, no, one of the parents of one of the kids.
Okay.
They probably got paid to take the kids. But it was 8 to 5. And it was the reason why it was so long is because you have to do your Hebrew stuff and your English stuff. So it's like two full schools in a day. You had to have your shirt tucked in, and you had to have a collared shirt every day. And no jeans, khakis only. And I hated that because when you're a kid, you're 11, 12 years old, 13. You want to just wear whatever the heck you want to wear.
Collared t-shirt.
Like a shirt with a collar, whether it's a button-down or polo. But it has to be tucked in.
Okay, so that was same with elementary school.
Really? What?
My elementary school, you only could wear red, white, or blue t-shirts, long sleeves, collared, but nothing with a logo on it. And the shirt had to be tucked in. You could wear jeans, khakis.
You can wear like a Nike like yellow shirt in elementary school.
I could up until second grade, and then in second grade they changed it because our school was pretty like economically diverse. Some kids came from really kind of tough homes, and they felt kids get left out, or it becomes obvious when some kids are maybe repeating outfits a little too often,
right.
And so they wanted to reduce that. But then middle school we could wear what we want and untuck our shirts, and high school, but.
Okay, I'm getting to a story.
Okay,
here.
Sorry.
So you had to have your shirt tucked in, collar out. Also, boys and girls for all classes were separate, and they went to the same school, but lunch was at a separate period. All the classes were on different floors, and the only time you would cross each other is like in the staircase if you're switching between classes. So like,
so you wanted to switch classes often?
I mean,
did you want to run into them?
Yeah.
Is that like?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's like you like talk to them for 2 minutes in the hallway, and it's like you're not in any classes with these people. But if there's a school trip, you'll go on the school trip with them. Or if there's like an assembly, you'll be in the same room. But the whole day you're separated. So it's like this weird tension. And one day, one of my teachers pulled me aside, and my shirt was untucked. And I was running around, whatever, freshman year, running around, and my shirt got untucked. And he calls me into the room like before class, says, "Hey, you know, this is the second time this week your shirt's been untucked. We called your parents. They're coming to pick you up, and you're going to be suspended for the rest of the week." And I just...
Suspended?
I just started crying. I was like, I couldn't. It just broke me.
It was an accident.
I know. I was so upset, and I was just like, I can't. And he was like, oh, my God.
How old were you?
Like, freshman year of high school, so like 13, 14. And it was also like 8 to 5. Like, these classes were tough. It's Hebrew and English, and it's like an hour away. I didn't know anybody. And I just started crying because I was just like, this is too much for me. And he was just like, oh my God, I was totally kidding. I just wanted to let you know your shirt was untucked. Totally messing with you. And I was like, are you kidding me, man? Like, I don't need this pressure. I'm 14 years old. Like, I'm not in the military, okay? And then I go to my mom and I'm like, hey, I am not doing this anymore. Sign me up for regular school because I'm not going back next year. And she was just like, okay, sure. It was I had a whole plan. I was going to make like a presentation because I just thought this was going to be a big fight to get out of going to this, you know, Jewish school and go to like a public school. And it was literally, I just asked my mom and she was like, sure, we'll sign up tomorrow. And then I went to public school and it was like the greatest thing I ever did in my life.
You could untuck your shirt.
You could wear whatever you want. There was people who were taller than 5'6". It was the first time I ever saw someone taller than like 5'6". My first day of like the first day of regular high school, I'm in my homeroom, which is a new thing. And I was convinced that I was going to get beat up and the teacher was going to be mean to me. And it was like, whatever. And the first thing I saw was a kid who was 6'2", jacked, clearly on the football team, and in crutches, blonde hair. I never seen anyone like him my age, like in person. And my first thought was, this guy must have gotten into a crazy fight, and he's walking around with crutches because he beat the shit out of someone who looked at him the wrong way, and I'm next. And I sat down, and he sits down right next to me. And I was like, ghost white. I was like, this was the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. I'm going to die today. Like, I'm going to be shoved into a locker. I'm never going to be heard from again. And they're just never, I'm going to die today. Like, this is the scariest thing I've ever done. And he just turns to me. He goes, hey, man, I haven't seen you around. I'm Mike. What's your name? And I was like, oh, hi, I'm Mike, too. And he goes, oh, cool. What's your schedule like for today? Turns out we had like two of the same classes, and he became one of my best friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that's like, Phineas had a tweet recently that I really resonated with. He said, everything you want is on the other side of fear. I think that's a quote that's been said before, but like he kind of crystallized it. Like whatever you're scared of, the thing that you want the most happens after the thing that you're scared of the most happens.
Yeah.
Which is like a pretty interesting way to go through life. And there's, you know, ideas of, oh yeah, face your fears. But the thing that you want, you have to get after you face the thing that you're most scared of. So yeah, I went to public high school, and ever since then I've been a way more normal, well-adjusted.
It's funny how it works out like that.
Yep. Yep. And now I'm still friends with a tall, jacked, blonde Gentile.
Who,
named Matt.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, close Mike. Enough. Not, yeah. It's Mike. It all worked out.
The only reason why I was asking about if your high school was strict or not, did you hear about that high school? I think it was in Florida. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You didn't even want to hear the story. You
not
just
really.
To get...
I was just trying to set it
you
up
wanted
about
a yes or
how
no
strict
question.
Your high school was. Like, it gave me like a whole like, and then I realized it was with a different guy. Like, I thought he was going to kick my ass. And actually, he became one of my friends.
So you just wanted a yes or no to set up the next story that you're about to tell.
Just a quickie. Okay.
No, I know. I'll tell you. I take wait. I saw a meme that said, short story long. And the guy was like trying to explain someone a story, and that's me. A lot of people say long story short. Like, let me get to the point.
Oh, God.
My whole thing is short story long. Let me tell you every detail.
I went to college with this guy, and he was one of our close friends in our group. Dude, this dude took forever telling a story. It would be like, oh, man, did you hear what happened last weekend? And I'm like, no, tell me. He goes, dude, it was crazy. So this was on Friday. And I think we were, it was on Saturday.
Yep.
And
yep.
We were at the Blind Pig.
Yep.
And I think Jake was there.
Okay. Can you get
me? It was just that the entire time.
Yeah.
I would be sitting out there for 30 minutes listening to him. And I go, so you guys just went down to the bar and Justin almost got in a fight. And then someone else would come up and he'd try to say the story again. And I would just be like, nope, I'm going to wrap this up for you. Anyways, back to where we were talking about.
So you asked
about.
Me if a high school was
did
strict
you hear,
45 minutes ago to get to this point.
Pretty much. Did you hear about that school? I'm pretty sure it was in Florida where they edited the kids' yearbook photos. Mostly any girls that were showing like too much cleavage. They photoshopped it.
No, I didn't hear about this.
Oh, it was pretty silly.
That's
I don't even
really...
know if it's that interesting.
No, we can
they
pull it.
Photoshopped like just the tiniest little hint of cleavage or skin, anything like below the collarbone. They would like extend the pattern of their shirt up.
So some creepy guy opened up Photoshop and a bunch of high school girls.
Yes.
Zoomed in on their privates and edited it to censor it.
Yep.
In Florida.
Yep. It was pretty wild. That's... Like, I just like, what type of nutty school? It was the most like unnecessary, strict, weird thing for a school to do of cleavage and skin that was being shown that was clearly not over dress code. It more than anything, it just draws more attention back to
it. It's, you know what that's called?
What's it called?
The Streisand effect.
Streisand, like Barbara Streisand?
Do you know about this?
No, tell me, Mike.
What the Streisand?
what?
What is it, 60 Minutes?
Well, I think it's just funny where we have this podcast and we get to exchange just dialogue. And so if I add a little 60 Minutes
I like it.
Zing. Tell me about it,
but
Mike.
But you do this not in the podcast, too.
I do this in real life, of course.
Oh, really, Mike? Tell me about it.
Yeah. I'm not being like,
I also like
facetious.
Your shy character, too.
Hey, Mike, you want to? No. Tell me about it, Mike.
We're drinking today. The Streisand effect actually became really popular on the internet. But basically what it is something happens. Let's say two people break up, and the two people don't want the world to know that they broke up, but someone makes a tweet that, hey, we broke up. And now the people who are in that relationship are really upset that that tweet is out. But that tweet went to like 20 people. So now this couple will try and go and like, hey, can you delete the tweet? Hey, is it possible to like have Twitter delete the tweet? And they do a whole campaign to try and suppress the information that was not going to be super popular. No one was going to care about it. But the Streisand effect is the thing that they didn't want to get out gets out because of the efforts that they tried to do to suppress it. So a lot of companies will like, if they make a mistake somewhere and, you know, the mistake is, it's blip on the radar.
Did your yearbook have any hidden secrets or things in it?
Yeah.
Like a bad misprint, perhaps?
Yeah. So fun fact is I won most musical superlative in high school because I would bring my guitar with me to class every day.
And most musical?
Most musical. Not show
not
tunes.
Musical.
No, no.
On the outside, always looking in. Will I ever be more? Not, I love Dear Evan Hansen.
No, not.
You with the whole bunch of playbills, like standing and like in a black and white shot, you're like, sorry, guys. I got to go take the train to Manhattan tonight. Got to make it for a matinee of Les Miserables. Toodles. What, you've never seen Cabaret?
No, I didn't win.
I have a mother that lives in one of the ABCs. Did I say mother? What did I say?
I don't know. I didn't win. It wasn't.
My godmother in Manhattan bought me two tickets to Spamalot.
That's not what I won.
Okay.
I won. It was like musicians, like singing, guitar playing. Well, you got another one?
If I was a rich man. Na, 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 na.
No. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Enough of that.
I would bring my acoustic guitar to school and get an extra 40 minutes of playing time in during lunch because I would eat my food during first and second period.
You would busk?
No, I would go to like a outside where there was nobody and just play and just practice because I play guitar like all day every day in high school. So I won most musical, but the yearbook committee, when they had the page that had my photo with me and the guitar and the other girl who won because she was a singer, I had the photo with my guitar and it said superlatives Mike Sheffer most musical. That page, for some reason, didn't get submitted to the printing press when they printed our yearbooks, and that page is missing from the yearbook. So it only exists in my memory and the memory of the people who can remember. And the yearbook committee like sent me an apology like, hey, we're so sorry. This page just got lost in the files that we sent them. And my legacy of most musical in my high school is not on the record in my yearbook.
I would be livid.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, Mike.
It's okay.
They missed that page.
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I got mad at our yearbook staff for not including speech and debate at all in the yearbook at all. And we won state. We brought multiple state champions. Like, we were the most decorated team.
Why didn't they mention it?
Yearbook team just didn't really think of it. And I went into the yearbook office and I told them off. And I go, this is ridiculous. You guys don't acknowledge us.
We'll be right back to our conversation in just a minute. But first, a word from today's sponsor.
If there's ever been a year to make the dads in your life feel loved and appreciated on Father's Day, it's this one. And you know, for me and my dad, we live across the country from one another. It's really hard for us to communicate, but we love revisiting all the memories that we have with one another whenever I'm feeling down. That's why I'm honoring my dad with a heartfelt, sentimental gift that the whole family can cherish together this year with Storyworth.
Storyworth is an online service that helps your dad, grandfather, father-in-law, or any father figure in your life. It's a fun new way to engage with them, especially if you can't be with them in person.
Every week, Storyworth emails your dad a different question or prompt. Questions you'd never thought to ask. Like, what is your favorite story about your father? Or what is your proudest moment in life?
Storyworth has helped numerous families learn about each other in unique, special, and profound ways. And their testimonials will practically move you to tears. Storyworth has already created a powerful experience for me. If you remember the last time I talked about Storyworth, I got it from my mom for Mother's Day. And the amount of stories, insight, and information I was able to learn and understand from her because of the questions and prompts that Storyworth had, I would have never been able to do on my own. And there's been no shortage of surprises each week with every new story. It makes your family feel closer even if you're not physically together.
And after 1 year, StoryWorth will combine all of your dad's responses, the stories you guys share together, and photos into one book and will ship it to you for free. So give your dad the most meaningful gift this Father's Day with StoryWorth. Get started today with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/hoot.
You'll get $10 off your first purchase. Just go to storyworth.com/hoot for $10 off your first purchase.
And now back to the episode.
When I was in middle school, I went to Blaylock Middle School over in Carrollton, Texas. One of the kids in the yearbook group hated the yearbook teacher. For the page for computer science, the computer science club, there was like a clip art image of a laptop with like a big explosion behind it. And in tiny, tiny pink font on the bottom lip of the laptop, and if you turn the yearbook upside down and you squint it very hard, you could read in tiny little pink font, "Miss Young is a bitch." Yeah.
That's so sick. Do you have that yearbook?
Oh, yeah. I got it at my parents' house, but it was it spread around the school like wildfire. They printed it.
Oh, my God.
And they could do nothing. Everybody was like turning the yearbooks upside down, squinting super hard at this clip art of Miss Young is a bitch.
That's so sick.
Wow. One of my treasured yearbooks is that one.
Can I tell you a funny story? Here you have something.
Oh, it's gonna be a funny one?
Yeah.
Then yes.
I think so. It might be funny. Back in New York in our party days, you'd always, when people get drunk, you always, something crazy happens. But so one day this kid that we knew, he got super, super drunk, and one of our friends lived in a walk up, but it was like a straight one story walk up. Like a lot of times in New York, the walk-ups will be like turning around. So you're basically doing like a half a stair at a time. But this guy lived in a straight, one-story, straight-up walk-up. And the party was over. And this kid really wanted to go and continue partying. So he walks up to the top of the steps, knocks on the person's door. And he's like, "Hey, what's up? Like, can we keep partying, man?" And they were just like, "No, the party's over. Like, it's done." And he just goes, "Yo, bro." And he leaned his head back too far and fell down the whole flight of stairs.
Fell down the whole
flight of stairs. So like for like a year afterwards, like our whole friend group would just be like, "Yo, bro." Because just imagine seeing someone just like wants to party. And you're just like, "Dude, the party's over, man." They're like, "Yo, bro." And
they just lean back.
And they just fall down an entire flight of stairs. God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was like a good year of our lives. We would just go like, "Yo, bro." What are you scared of?
What I'm scared of is about my damn Christmas village, and I gotta like kind of start packing it up. Folks, I've left it out. It's still sitting out. At first, it was really funny. We liked it, but now I'm getting really sick of it. I just don't know. Should I have to put them back individually in their boxes?
Yeah.
Or do I just like carefully set them and put a lot of bubble wrap and
100% put them back in their boxes?
Really?
They've been in their boxes for 30 years.
Some of the boxes, though, I've used as leveling and have hot glued the felt around.
Okay, so if you don't have the appropriate box, I would still even for like organization and labeling practices, when you got them, they were from a family that had them for 30 years. Like, but why do you want to get rid of it?
I don't want to get rid of it. I just want to pack it up and stow it away. There's just all that boxes and stuff. And sometimes I'm just like, oh, today's the day where I should put it away, but I don't want to have to piece together all those things and put them in their boxes. But maybe I should.
You. Maybe me and Patricia can come over and we'll make a little day out of it.
You do that for me?
I do anything for you, bud.
Thank you, Mike. So have you heard about the word chuggy?
Yeah, I'm over it already.
What do you mean you're over it? I think it's some of you guys listening may be kind of bored or sick of it. I think it's interesting. I haven't talked about it. I haven't just put my opinion about it.
Let's hear your opinion.
Well, no, first thing I want to ask you, because sometimes I always think, you think you know what's going on in the world, and you are like,
I'm like 1 degree off, so yes, it's all wrong.
So, Mike, what do you think chugginess is?
It's what we used to call basic girl behavior. It's pumpkin spice lattes. It's live, laugh, love. It's Ugg boots with the fur. It's 2009 basic girl aesthetic, and that was almost 10 years ago now. So the new generation's discovering what a basic girl is, and they're just rebranding it. That's all it is.
Okay.
I'm putting my stamp down.
You're on a good track. Chuginess is in a very similar vein to basicness. You could say basicness is the live, laugh, love. It is the pumpkin spice lattes. Mm-hmm. There's basic. But chuginess is a very type of specific thing that people are very drawn to internet culture stuff in like 2014.
What is a
baby Yoda holding a Frappuccino and having that printed on a t-shirt. That's basic. No, basic.
It's someone you see shopping at Target with the type of shirt that they're going to wear. That's the same thing. Okay, name someone that's chuggy or something. What is chuggy that's not basic?
Like what I just said.
No, that's basic, Matt. The Venn diagram of chuggy and basic is a circle.
Tell me what is something that's in
chuggy.
Your mother can't be chuggy. Your mother can be basic.
Oh, so it's an age-restricted phenomenon.
No, it's a culture thing. It's the certain types of things in pop culture you're attracted to can make you kind of chuggy.
Can you tell me what is chuggy that is not basic? I'm changing the
Everything
game.
Comes back to like maybe like Twilight Funko Pops.
That's chuggy?
Yes. That's not basic.
No, that's
your average
not basic.
Sorority girl is not. I'm not saying sorority girls are the pinnacle of basicness, guys. Please. I'm friends with many people in sorority.
It's fine.
But I'm trying to be as basic.
Okay, so a Twilight Funko Pop.
And guys, feel free to criticize me if you don't think that is really chuggy. But like a Twilight bathroom rug.
I think it's just...
You think it's funny, you think it's part of your personality, but it's something that would have been like kind of unique and cool five years ago. I think it's a subgenre of basic. You're caught up in like a 2015 pop culture, way of self-expression and identity in a way that's like, you don't need those types of things to define you anymore.
This is a subset of basic. It's basic in a time frame. It's a specific time frame of basic.
Chuggy is you're just a little bit behind the times where you're focused on things that define your personality that don't really need to. Minion memes are chuggy.
That's basic.
No, it's not.
You're right.
No, that's not. You're telling me the girl with the pumpkin spice latte and wears like a fun, cozy sweater and says live, laugh, love and stuff is sharing a Minion meme? No.
Is Minion memes chuggy?
Yes.
Definitive.
It's in a lot of articles about chugginess, Minion memes.
Okay, maybe I stand corrected.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. Express yourself, love yourself, and who cares if someone's chuggy?
Oh, is chuggy bad?
You don't need to call. Well, you know, it's kind of rude to make fun of somebody who, like, maybe really does enjoy
Minions.
Baby Yoda holding a Frappuccino on a t-shirt. They love Starbucks. They love Baby Yoda. It's the best damn thing ever. I was at the airport. I saw a guy wearing a shirt with Yoda holding a bottle of Hennessy. And I'm like, that's pretty chuggy.
There's nothing wrong.
You need to not be friends with somebody.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because they're chuggy. That's rude. Don't go to someone's house or make fun of it and conspire with your friends. Like, oh, they're so chuggy.
No. Oh, who would do that? Bullying? No. We're anti-bullying here.
It's just funny when you see it.
Chuggy is... It's also very new, so I think it's sort of up to interpretation, right?
Like, I think it is basically calling out a lot of millennials on pop culture stuff. Millennials used to call other fellow millennials and Gen Xers basic.
Yes.
It is kind of the new basic, but it gets more.
Millennials used to call Gen X basic.
Yes.
And now Gen Z calls millennials chuggy.
Sure. But it's not too definitive to say it like that.
Do you know what's out these days that's not Gen Z at all?
What?
Using GIFs to respond to stuff.
You mean GIFs?
No, GIFs as in graphical image file.
Correct. But the guy who invented GIF, and even when I was using GIFs and making GIFs for bands.
If you say GIF one more, it's GIF.
The guy who invented it said it's GIF like the peanut butter.
He's being chuggy.
He's the creator of it.
Using moving images as responses in text messages
is
very millennial and not Gen Z at all. It's only emojis.
I'm still a little guilty about using
sometimes it's GIFs. Just it's just funny to do it, but then you want to get you want to text a few more times to like get it off your screen because you don't want to see that same like
if it's one I've never seen for a long time. If it's like a really unique GIF, I like
are
it.
Are you doing that to be pretentious?
What?
Saying GIF?
No. This is how I've said it since the beginning of time.
But you
Mike.
Know that you're the only one that says GIF.
No?
Yeah.
There's a handful of people out there. You know what I would say?
There's
probably
a company called Giphy. That's the company that's in your iPhone that does the
And there's
GIFs.
Also a company called Jiffy. And they make
and they
delicious
make
peanut butter.
Yes, I know.
I think you need to be way more lax about that, Mike.
I just...
Now, what do you think Elon Musk says when he's like, you know, I think it's... It's a different
listen.
To pronounce it in different ways.
We'll be right back with the rest of the episode after a quick word from today's sponsor.
Mike, I'm sick.
Of? You have a cold?
No.
What?
I'm sick of something.
Oh, are you sick of me?
No, I'm getting sick of contracts and hidden fees and signing up for things that I didn't know I didn't need to be signing up for in the first place.
I'm with you, Matt.
And especially when it comes to phone companies, because there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile was offering a premium wireless plan for only $15 a month, the first thought in my head was,
what's the catch?
But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense.
There is no catch.
Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell a wireless plan online only.
By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint Mobile just passes those sweet, sweet savings on directly to you. So ever since we started with Mint Mobile, I actually signed up for them, and it is unbelievable how inexpensive, affordable, and incredible their service actually is.
And it's so crazy, ever since you've signed up for it, how many of our friends have signed up in following because they realize how much savings they can be having.
Mint Mobile is the real deal.
So for people who are looking to make some extra savings, Mint Mobile is offering a premium wireless plan for just $15 a month.
All plans come with unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network.
What's also great is you get to use your same phone with Mint Mobile. You get to keep your same number in all of your existing contacts.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has got your back with a 100% 7-day money-back guarantee.
So switch to Mint Mobile and get a premium wireless service for just $15 a month.
Go to mintmobile.com/hoot to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/hoot.
Once again, that's mintmobile.com/hoot to get your wireless plan down to $15 a month and shipped to your door for free.
And now, back to the episode.
Have we ever talked about this chip bowl?
The chip bowl?
The chip bowl that sits right here in between you and me.
I don't think we may have mentioned it. We can show it on camera right now. Do you want to put it on this one right here? Oh, this moves?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a chip and dip. It's a swimming pool and then a little hot tub that floats around in the swimming pool.
So this moves around, actually.
Yes. And so you put the chips.
Here, tilt it downwards. So you can see it. Yeah, there you go. So this is where you put the salsa, and then the chips go in the big bowl.
You put the dip.
And wait, the dip goes in this one.
Yes.
And then the chips go in here.
Yes.
And then you put this in the middle, but this moves around, so it's kind of like, you know.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. It's a chip and dip. Do you remember that episode of Mad Men where like Pete Campbell like has to go and give back the chip and dip at the department store? And he's like, it's a chip and dip. We got two. He keeps saying chip and dip throughout the whole episode. It's like a joke.
I feel like
it's a chip and dip.
We should put like the QVC like logo at the bottom. Like,
guys, if you're interested in a chip and dip like this one, you can go screw yourself because I got the last one. At the Melrose Trading Post. The woman was like, do you know what that is that you're holding? And I go, it's a chip and dip. And she said, oh my gosh, yes. Do not drop that.
What are you going to do when the government goes, hey guys, the aliens are here. They've been here since the beginning of humanity. We've been working with them. We're figuring out how to communicate. But they're real. They're here. And we're talking to them, and you know, we'll keep you posted.
You know what? Good question, because I've actually been thinking about that lately, like with this whole UFO stuff. I guess the first, what am I going to do? First thing I'm going to Google is, are they dangerous? Are they not? Like, I'm going to be asking around, probably going on Reddit. I'm genuinely giving you my honest response of what I would do.
I know.
And then if I know that they're not a threat, then I honestly would really go about my day. Like, I want to see what the ship looks like. If it doesn't look that interesting, like Arrival, the movie Arrival.
Yeah.
When those aliens come down to Earth in those gigantic pods, terrifying. So ominous and freaky and weird and how they're surrounding the entire planet. You've seen the
UFO footage of these like Tic Tac things that can go underwater and move faster, like three times the speed of sound, and there's no exhaust. Like,
yes,
the ships that they have are pretty crazy right now as it is.
Do they look dangerous?
No, but they just look like they're using science fiction technology.
The thing is, I guess I just think like it's about time. It's about time. I'm really fortunate, and I love that it's now, right now, happening in our lifetime. That
I can't handle it.
You can't handle it?
I will freak out.
But the thing is, though, I have a big thing where, like, I have no big fear of death if everybody's going to die.
If humanity is
at its end, I'm like, well, it was a fun ride while it was, because I'm going to have no FOMO because there will be nothing.
That's your big deal with the apocalypse, is having FOMO?
I'm just saying, have a little bit of hubris.
Oh, look who
it is.
Table 24.
Oh, hey.
Is that Todd Smith?
The host told me you guys needed some beers.
Oh, thank you. Here, let me fix the camera so they can see your pretty face. Hold on.
You brought me a beer.
Here's a beer, Matt. Not sponsored by Heineken. Just a good time.
Hey, it's Thursday. Almost Friday. That's what they say.
Thursday's Friday's evil cousin. Evil twin.
Oh, look at that. Look at us.
You guys got like six beer cans down here. Hey, Jesus Christ,
don't give away the secrets of who went and a half here. Look at that good look over there.
Oh, wow. That's great. Sorry if I have a fucking list, but I have my Invisalign in right now.
How's the Invisalign going? What tray are you on?
This is six, I believe. I've gotten used to it, but it's kind of annoying in case I want like a snack, like snack all day, and I have to fucking worry about
flossing and brushing,
you know. My first Invisalign trays, I'm like, fuck it, I'll drink some coffee with it. Not a good idea.
Oh, no, you can't. You have them stained. It's not stained in your teeth because they're covered, but you're staining the trays.
Yeah, you gotta brush your teeth after coffee. That's what I do. I have my coffee first, and then you brush your teeth.
Yeah, of course.
Todd was supposed to come for coffee this morning.
All right, I guess I'll see you guys later. Thanks.
What?
No. I have a question. Kidding? But we won't tell the people what you've been working on, but I want to know, how's your certification going?
Oh, for my sex classes?
He's getting certified in something else, and it's actually pretty cool. Has it been hard? Did you pass the test?
It was pretty hard. I passed, but it was grueling. It was a lot of work.
Oh, you got certified for the thing you're working on.
I'm certified, yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
So now I'm certified in skydiving, and now this.
Are we going to Saddle Ranch to celebrate like the good old days?
Not yet. I don't know. I want to go to Saddle Ranch where you can actually stand
and like interact with new people.
I don't want to go sit down at a table
and be
served dinner. Todd, you almost went skydiving the other day and you ended up not. Tell us why you didn't.
So I have two friends that are certified as well.
Skydiving certified.
They want to go all the time. And so yesterday, the other morning, they asked me if I want to go. I said, yeah, fuck it, let's go. We get there and it's pretty windy. And then the rig that I usually rent from them wasn't there. Someone was using it, so I rented a rig that's even smaller that I've never used before. So I'm like, whatever. I take it to the packer. Someone's packing it, and then I overhear a conversation where someone landed. It's very windy. Someone got caught in the telephone wire, in the power lines.
Oh,
on the day that you were going to jump.
On the day that I was going to jump, 45 minutes before I got there, they got caught in the power lines. They're hanging there for like 45 minutes for the
hanging in the power lines.
Yes.
For 45 minutes.
You're not supposed to touch the ground. You're not supposed to touch anything because you can get electrocuted.
That could like light on fire. Oh my God.
You just want to stay there until the fire department.
Yikes.
Gets there. So we hear that story. And then this guy sitting next to me, he's like, yeah, it was so hard to come down. I landed. I hit the plane. There's a parked plane. This guy was coming down trying to land, and he fucking ran into the plane's wing.
Because it was so windy.
And then get this, there is an invisible tornado apparently, and this guy's parachute collapsed at 50 feet, and then he went to the hospital.
And he free fall from 50 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, can we be done with this habit?
Wait. The guy's packing my chute. He's like, "Hey man, come here." I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "Your lines they're kind of worn. I'm sure they're fine. You might want to check on these lines." I'm like, "You know what? You don't have to pack anymore. I'm not gonna go.
I'm good. I don't need to do this." And you got out of there.
You didn't do it.
That's okay, good. The old me, a year ago, I said, "Fuck it, let's go do this. Who cares?"
Can you send me voice notes every morning when you wake up?
Did you like that today?
You're just such a morning person, and I am not a morning person. And your voice notes in the morning this morning, it's just like, "Hey, what's up, you sexy motherfucker? I know we were going to do coffee this morning, but I'm going to go on my hike a little bit early. I'll text you after. Have a fucking kick-ass day. You're the fucking man. I love you, bro." And I'll be like, "Oh my," and I'm like bleary-eyed at 7 in the morning. And it's just like, what a great way to start the day.
That's really funny.
He's such a morning person.
Now I'm craving Jonas kebabs, even though I haven't had it.
Did you have
them? I had the kebabs and the fries. They're great.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, so yeah. I didn't eat anything there, but they made me a couple different versions of their fries and salads to because they're still I think I was tweaking the menu a bit, but they were packed.
Hell yeah.
Jason did
he got behind the counter, right?
Yeah, and I saw Josh Peck did it today too. Yeah. Apparently Scott did. It's like,
do you have to wait in line?
I mean, dude, if you go, it's fucking Jonah's family is there. It's like going to their house. You can do whatever you want.
It's so fun. I used to go there with David for kebab nights.
To Jonah's family. Yeah.
It's so fun. It's such a riot. Whenever I would go to their house, there'd be so many people and so much energy going on.
Yeah.
I would leave depleted. I would be so from the tired. Antonians.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're walking into. There's a fish tank sitting in the middle of the living room that's empty. I don't know. I'm just why?
Verdon's
a fucking 45-year-old
man.
Yeah,
his voice drop. He's taller than me now.
Bro, he'll beat us all up.
Dude, Verdon's huge.
He's bigger than Jonah for sure. Yeah.
He's taller than all of us. Yeah, maybe not as tall as you guys, but.
Can I tell you guys something that you might be able to relate to?
What?
So I didn't drink Friday or Saturday this past week. I drank Sunday because I golfed. Felt like shit Monday. We had to film a golf channel that Monday, and it was a drinking. It was a shot per hole. So 9 shots per hole.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I was miserable. So after that, I was pretty down in the dumps, almost borderline depressed. I'm like, I can't fucking do this.
Yeah.
And so I had a two day hangover. I was hungover, obviously, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, I started feeling better. I got this afternoon high, you know? Thursday, I've never felt better. I woke up early. I hiked. I worked out. I had coffee. I voice messaged you. I had a couple epiphanies. I'm like, I got to get my fucking shit together, bro. I had some crazy epiphanies of what I want to do. I was literally on my hike today. I was jotting down notes, and I was just I got to do this.
Oh, my God.
So
what's your secret? What got you back on the stride?
I think it was honestly working out, coffee, no booze.
It's a good sex.
The thing that I always think about with you in the morning is when we went to go vote for president this past election, and it was we wanted to get there early because we thought it was going to be crazy lines, and Todd picked me up at 7:45 a.m. in his car, and I normally don't get out of bed until 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock. I like to have leisurely mornings, but it was voting day, so I was like, this is important. We got to go vote, and I walked down, and Todd, the second I walk into the car, just cranks up the music, and he goes, "Are you ready to fucking vote? Are you ready to fucking express democracy, Mike?" And I was like, "Dude, it's Todd, please. It's 7:45 in the morning," and he was just just blast as if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon driving down Sunset. Like and the mornings?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That morning
I'm ready
high,
to go, for
there's
sure.
There's nothing like that morning high.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is at all.
It's
I've never experienced that.
It's insane. It is better than any sort of synthetic or alcoholic drink.
Todd, I'm so glad you came by, though. We really had no plans for a guest, and this was a very pleasant surprise. And I'm really excited to see your certification and what people are going to see what comes
the art from the art in all mediums that you're working on, whether that's written word, visual, sound, or otherwise.
Hell yeah.
We always support Todd Smith.
You guys are my favorites to talk to, especially on a whim, but also because you guys appreciate life.
The
in
finer
general,
things
and
of
then
life.
The finer
yeah.
Things. Yeah, exactly.
All the best stuff is free. You just gotta, that's what it is.
Except for these saggy nuts.
Okay.
All right. Todd, we love you.
Love you guys.
Folks, thank you so much for listening.
Are you still... I'm hanging out with Todd. Are you talking?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Todd bless America.
This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by the first official TikTok podcast for you, hosted by my girl Brittany Broski. They discuss everything TikTok with the creators who have turned it into a global community and cultural phenomenon.
The podcast is really for you, whether you're a creator or just interested in the world of TikTok. Join them for never-before-heard stories and insight from those who create the TikToks that we all love.
The TikTok For You podcast can be previewed on TikTok Live at 5:30 p.m. Pacific
or 8:30 p.m. Central
every Wednesday. And it's hosted by the one and only Brittany Broski.
Brittany!
My favorite TikTok creator, my favorite Texan, and she is so funny, so inquisitive, so smart, so lovable, so beautiful. I wouldn't miss it at all. So guys, check it out. The For You TikTok podcast, live every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific and 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Past guests have included Frankie Jonas,
Bowman Martinez-Reed,
Lauren Gray, and Youngblood.
So if you love Hoot and a Half and you want to learn more about your favorite TikTok creator, definitely check out For You with Brittany Broski.
Listen to the TikTok For You podcast anywhere where you get your podcasts.
So join them for never-before-heard stories and insights from your favorite TikTok creators and those who make the culture move forward.